Zog the Gemara daf samach omid beis, the top of the omid. Hanichnas lebeis hakisei, if someone enters a bathroom, so he tells the malachim that are accompanying him, hiskabdu mechubodim, meaning, wait for me. I mechabed you. This is below your dignity, so to speak. Hiskabdu mechubodim. This is not for your chove to enter. Zog Rashi. El malachim amalavim oisu oimi. Tells this to the malachim that amalavim shenemar ki malachim itzavaloch. The malachim that are accompanying, he tells them, hiskabdu mechubodim. Wait over here, Kedoshim Meshose Elyon, Tunu Kovet Aleke Yisrael, give Kovet to the Eibishter, help me many, leave me, meaning, let me go now, Achikonis Ve'eser Tzoni V'Ovei Aleichem, until I relieve myself, and I come back out to you. So when he goes into the bathroom, he tells them, Hiskabdum Chubodim, wait for me, it's not for your Kovet, for your below your dignity to enter, and wait till I come back out. Omer Abaya, Lo'elemi Inche Hochi, a person shouldn't tell the malachim, help me many, meaning, leave me. Why? Maybe they'll leave him and they won't come back. But rather you say, shimruni, shimruni, watch me, izruni, help me, izruni, simchuni, simchuni, himtinuli, hamtinuli, wait for me, achikonis ve'etze, shkendako shemene odom, this is the derech oilom, to relieve myself, so wait over here till I come back out. But don't tell them to leave. Possibly, we find similarly, this maybe is the reason, the minig is, some do not say, Tzeischem l'sholem, by shalom aleichem. You have two malachim that accompany you Friday night, like it says in the Gemara, we say shalom aleichem, bayachem, and some don't say Tzeischem because we don't want them to leave. It's like, don't say, help me many. Now the Taz in Simon Gimel brings, and based on the Rambam also, that bismanazeh, we do not say this brocha of iskabdu mechubodim. And the reason why we don't say it, because we're not machzik, we don't consider ourselves to be on such a high level that we have malochim accompanying us all the time. It's like a yuara. Friday night is different. Friday night, that's a different din. They come along with you till you make kiddush. But on a regular day, that is already yuara, that you're on such a level, so we don't say iskabdim uchubodim. Zok de gemol kinofik, but when you leave the beis hakisei, oimer, that we say, boruch hashi yotzes odem b'chochma. The Eibush created a person b'chokhmah uvorov nekovim nekovim, and he created nekovim in a person, the mouth, the nose, the piyat habas. Chalolim chalolim, or chalulim chalulim, which is like the lev and the keres, the b'nei ma'ayim. These are the things that the Eibush created. Golav yadu lefnei kisach v'edecho. It's known to the Eibush to shimi pasech chot mehem, if one of these chalolim open up, Oyim Yoseis Yisosei Mechod Mehem. If one of the Nekovim close up, Yev Shalamed Lefanecho, a person cannot stand, cannot withstand. So Memela, that's the bracha that we make of Asher Yotzar. Some have a Gersa, Afilo Shoachas. The question if you say that or not. My Chosim, how you Chosim the bracha? Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav, Roife Cholim. The Eibush is Roife Cholim. Frag the Gemara, Omer Shmuel, Koshavino Abba Lekuli Almam Kitzira. You're making everyone, meaning, Shmuel called Rav Abba. He says, you're making everyone into Cholim. You're telling everyone has to make a brach of Roif Cholim when you go to the bathroom and you relieve yourself? Zog Dimora Ella Emo, but rather what you say, Ella Roif Kol Bosar. The Eibush heals Kol Bosar. Meaning, the fact that you relieve yourself, that's a refuah for the goof. Rav Sheshes Omar. Mafli lasois, not just roife kolbosa, but you say mafli lasois. It's wondrous. It's a pella that the Eibush made this b'chokhma, the zah chokhma. Omra popa hilkach, nimrinu letavai, we say both chesimis. Boruch ato Hashem, roife kolbosa, umafli lasois. Toysa says that he brings mafli lasois, state in medesh rabbin, beshes rabbin, ki god latav oisen iflois ato lekim levadecha, odom oisen neid. The person makes a barrel. You have one tiny hole in the barrel, mole macha, the size of a needle hole. Sitkis haruach yoitzes. Whatever's in the barrel is going to come out. It's going to come out. You can't keep store wine in a barrel with a tiny hole, the tiny of a needle. Vakodesh Baruch Hu bore nekovim nekovim ba'odom v'shemer haruach sheni yoitzim imenu. The Eibush created nekovim, and he makes sure that the ruach doesn't leave us. So that's the mafli lasis, that's the pella. Tells you before that it says, Ashiyotzes Odom b'chokhma, he brings a medrash tanchuma. It says, Vayivel akimis Odom,
Omer Rabun b'chochma. Why was it created? Why did the Eibusha create man b'chochma? Shehitkin mezon oisov. First he created mezon oisov, the first days before the Brias Odom. V'achach boro, and then he created Odom. Hanidom b'sanhedrin. That's where he was created on Erev Shabbos, k'desh yikonis l'suda miyad, to enter to the creation of the world with the suda right away. Val kein yizdu asher yotzes Odom b'chochma. That's the asher yotzes Odom b'chochma. The Eibusha created man b'chochma, that the Suda is Mizoinoisov already Misukonim before his creation. Zog the more weiter, Hanichnas Lishoin, Al Mitosoi, Oimer, Mishma Yisrael, Ad Vahoyim Shemoya. When you go to sleep, you say Kriya Shema Lamito, from Shema until Vahoyo. This, you already said Shema, the older Pashas by Mairiv. So just for Kriya Shema Lamito, it's sufficient just the first Pasha until Vahoyo. Vahoyim, and he says, afterwards, Boruch HaMapil Chevle Sheinu Al Einoi, Usnum Alafa Poi, Umele Ishon Bos Oyin, Yirotzmo Fenecho Hashem Elekeinu, Elekai, Shetashkeveni L'Sholoim, V'zein Chelki B'Sero Secho, V'tagaleni L'dei Mitzvah, ואל תגילנו לידי עבירו, ואל תביעני לידי חטא ולידי עובן ולידי ניסיון ולידי זויון. I shouldn't come into any ניסיון or עבירות, ויש לי ביצר טוב, ואל יש לי ביצר רע, ותצילני מפגע רע. From bad instance, ומכלויים רואים bad dreams, ואל יבעלוני חלויים, אז רואים ויחורים רואים, I shouldn't have bad thoughts and bad dreams, ותאמי תוסי שלהם לפניך. That none of my descendants should come out a psul out of them, Boel einai panishna moves. Boch da Hashem amel oilam kula bichvoidoi. That's the biches hamapil that a person says. Now, Tosis on Daf Yud Aleph earlier said that we don't make a bracha on Shena besuka. You make a leisha besuka, but you don't make a bracha on Shena. According to the Goyim, you make every time you enter the sukkah, even on Shena. But Pasha is going to Ramah, you don't make on Shena, only on Achila. What's the reason, Zaktosis? Because Efshad lo Yishon, you might not sleep. If you don't sleep, so you can't make a leishif for the going to sleep. So the question is, so why do you make a birchas hamapil? If you might not fall asleep, and that's you don't make a birchas Shena on sukkah, so why do you make a birchas hamapil? You might not fall asleep. So the Achronim want to say, someone to say that birchas hamapil is different, is because it's a bracha on the Shvach in the Alma, in the Welt that the Eibusha created sleep. So the Birchas HaMapil is a bracha on the Shena in the Welt. It's on the Teva HaShena that's created in the world. Masha'ekin Sukkah, if you're not going to sleep there because you're Mitztar, so you're part of him Sukkah. Or you can be Mechalik a little different, meaning HaMapil is on tack on the Teva of the Welt, that people sleep. Minhoge Shaloylam. Masha'ekin Sukkah is on my Shena. I make a bracha on my shein in the sukkah. So Meli, you might not sleep, you don't make a bracha. By HaMapel, the bracha is on the shein in the Welt. Tiva Shaloylam. Mashenken, shein sukkah is the mitzvah of sukkah. That's for me. So I'm not full asleep. The Maaseh Rebbe Halacha in Reish Lamedtes Gavi HaMapel, he says that if someone is mistopic, will he fall asleep or not? The Gavi Birchas HaMapel, he says, lechatchila, it's not kedai to make the bracha. Because the Maaseh, it's a bracha prati. At the end of the day, it's not just on the Teva Olam. We say, Hamavish Shena al Einai. So we're talking about specifically to oneself. So if a person is misupik, you fall asleep, so you don't make the Birchas HaMapil. Zog the Gemara now, Gabi Birchas HaShachar. Ki metai, when a person wakes up in the morning, Oymei says, Alakai neshoma shenasata bi tohoiro. I have a neshoma that's tohor, refreshed in the morning without chatoim. Ati yitzarto bi, you created in me. Ati nefachto bi, you blew it in me. Vata meshamro bi kiba, you keep and sustain it in me. But also did love me many, and also love you. Beshas the p'tir, you're going to take it away. Will achzir, will also love you. Give it, return it. By tchias amesim, cause man shana shobi bekibe. As long as the neshama is within me, boy then if lecha Hashem alikai, will akiav isagi boy in kol olam madin kol neshamos. Baruch atah Hashem amachzir neshamos ifgogim meisim. That you return the neshamos to ifgogim meisim. Because a person that sleeps is achas mishishim of misa, so it's like pgorim meisim. Kishomet kol ta'an goyla, when you hear the crow of the rooster in the morning by sunlight, leimo baruch Hashem osan lasechvi vino lahavchim in yomim loylo. You thank the Eibusha for the sechvi as vina to understand to the friendship between night and day, and like the Alter Slobotka said that you thank the Eibusha for the smallest minuscule intellect in the world, even a bird brain that differentiates between Yom and Lailo. We thank for intellect. Not necessarily we thank the Eibishter for the Goyse intellect, for the Amaroyim and the Tanoyim. Even for the smallest thing, we thank the Eibishter called Tipa Vitipa. Kiposach, when you open your eyes in the morning, Leima Boruch Poikach Ivrim, the Eibishter made a person able to see and he's not blind. Kitoretz v'yosiv, when he sits up on his bed, lema boruch matir asurim, like I'm released out of captivity. Being in bed, now I can sit up and stretch, so I'm released from the captivity. Kilovish, when you get dressed, lema boruch malbish arumim. Kizokif, when you stand up straight, lema boruch zokif kufim. Kinochis la'aron, when you put your feet on the ground, and you start walking, when you put your feet on the ground, lema boruch karot alamoyim, the Eibishter placed the oretz alamoyim, the world was mayim, and the Eibishter was created the yabosho. So boruch roi karot alamoyim, kimazgi, when you start walking a step, lema boruch hamechem mitzadei govel, kisayim mesane, when you put on your shoes, or you tie them, lema boruch shosli kol tzorki. And that's called the tzorki, the tzrochim of a person are considered his shoes. Because now I can go outside, I can do my needs, whatever I need to do, that's called tzorki. When you're barefoot, you can't do that. The Goyin says that in the time that you don't wear shoes, for instance, Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to wear shoes, you wear non-leather shoes, but that's called not wearing shoes. So you don't make the bracha of shosli kol tzorki in the morning, by birchas hashachar, and you make it at night when you put on your shoes after the tainus. I, Birchas HaShachar, will see soon, Be'etzim is the Birchas HaShvach on the Velt. Pshat is, but on Tisha B'Av, nobody wears it. It's not the Pshat, the Velt. Because Ramo holds that Hashanos and Asech Vivino, you don't have to hear the actual crow of the rooster. We make the Bracha because it's a Bracha on the Bria that the Eibishter created it. Even if you don't put on clothing, you know, we make the Malbish Arumim Be'etzim. So, but why should Osli Kotzorki different? Could be on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Nobody wears it. So, even in the Velt, it's not applicable. So, mainly only do it at night. Zog du mal weiter. Ki osar amayna, when you tie your belt, meaning that separates between your heart and your bottom part of your body, lema boruch oiz Yisrael b'gvugo, ki pogis sudra al reisha, when you put a yarmulke over your head, a handkerchief, a hat, lema boruch oiz Yisrael b'sif ogo, ki ma'ate b'tzitzim, when you put on your tzitzis, lema boruch ha'shik etchon b'tzitzim, l'tzate b'tzitzis, ki manach tfilin, adarei, when you put your tefillin on your arm, lema boruch hashem kachon mitzvot zvanu laniach tefillin. Vareisha, when you put it on your head, lema boruch hashem kachon mitzvot zvanu al mitzvas tefillin. Kimashi yadei, when you noitel yadayim, lema boruch hashem kachon mitzvot zvanu al netilas yadoyim. Kimashi apei, when you wash your face in the morning, lema boruch hamavish chevel sheinu eino yisum me'afapoi v'rotzem ofnecho Hashem lekai shetagaleinu mitzrosecho v'tagbeinu mitzrosecho v'al tven lo dechet v'lo de oven lo de nisoyin v'de v'zoyin v'choyf esitzri l'shtabed loch us urchakeini v'rachkeini me'odom ra'am v'chovero v'dabkeini b'yetz v'toy v'chov v'toy v'boi l'mecho usneini ayoyim v'chol yoyim l'chein l'chest rach v'necho v'necho roi'ay. Atkan, these are the Birchas HaShachar that the Gemara describes in detail. Now, a few different akudas. Number one, the Rosh says that, first of all, the Gabi the Bruch of Elokai Neshama, that we say in the morning when you get up, we say it, we try to say it, Somuch to the Bruch of Ashi Yotzar. Since it does not Pesach B'Baruch, so we make it Somach L'Chavito. Somach L'Chavito, so we say Ashi Yotzar, which is Pesach B'Baruch, and Mesayim B'Baruch, and then we say Elokai Neshama after that. Now, L'Gabe the Din that we said in Birchas HaShachar, Nosan L'Sech Vivino, so the Rosh says that Bizman HaZeh, we say it in Shul. Like we Taka do, we don't say it in the morning necessarily. And there's two reasons. One reason is because Yadayim are not Nikias right away in the morning. So you can't say it right when you wake up because the Yadayim are not Nikias yet. So once you have to say it, not in out of order, you first have to wash your hands, and not right when you get up in your bed and you put your feet on the ground and all that. So in Mela, you say it in Shul. The second reason is Dr. Rosh, because the Amaratzim, they don't know the Brochas, so you say it in Shul in order for them to be hear the Brochas correctly. So the Bach Zok, that you need both reasons of the Rosh, why we take a say it in Shul. One is because, if the reason is only because the Yadayim are not Tahirim and you first have to wash your hands, so let them just be Misakin to wash your hands. So why do I have to say it in the Shul? So that's why, so that alone would not be enough. And the reason of Amaratzim alone, that would not be enough a reason that you'll be misakin to say in shul. You're not going to be misakin because of Amaratzim, Kenegadina, the Gemara, Shloka Sidron, and shul. But the pshat is, once you mishana the Seder because of the Yadayim are not in the kiosk, so man, they were misakin ready to do it in the shul because of Amaratzim. So that's what the Bach explains both reasons that we said. Lamaisa, like we said, there's a Machlok Mechamin Ramah in Simon Memvov. The Ramah says that you make the bracha on Minhoga Shal Oilom even if you did not have all these things take place to you. That means, even if you don't have the clothing, and you're not able to see, and you don't have the ability to do all the brachas that you're saying, the bracha is on Minhoga Shal Oilom. Even if it's yourself, it's not negated to you, you're making the bracha on the Minhoga Shal Oilom. And really, the Chatchila even would try to say Elokai Neshama and be yoitz with someone else if you didn't sleep. Or Hamav Sheino. But Me'ikar Adin, these brachas are also on the Bri and the Velt Shein Och Shulchan. So Me'ikar Adin, a person could say these brachas if he doesn't have someone to be moitzi him, because at the end of the day, it's a bracha that's on the Shvach Oilom. Now, the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, so the Rosh says, because Yadayim are Askoniyos. So you make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. So at night, maybe they're in a gab and Mokamati Noifis. That's the reason you make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. The Rashi in Tshuva says, the reason is because a person becomes a Berech Chadosh in the morning. Chadosh in Mabakorim, the Pasuk says. So, that's the reason you make a Berech Chadosh in the morning. Zokta Mishabrura, in Simon Dalet, I think, he says that in Nafkamina, as a Pasuk in Nafkamina, a person that sleeps in the daytime. If it's because of Berech Chadosh, you're not a Berech Chadosh only overnight. If it's because of Nogam and Mokam Tinoifis while you're sleeping, Idaim Askonios, it will be relevant if you take a Shenis Kvar in the daytime also. Now, Zok Tois is Lagabi the Brocha of Laniach Tvilin and Mitzvah Tvilin, Zok Tois, Ashkechon Mitzvah Tvilin, Laniach Tvilin. Because since the Tchilas Hanoch is on the Zroya, on the arm, so you make a Brocha of Laniach. You miniach. Al-Bashiroish, you make Al-Mitzvahs. Why? Not Laniach. Because you already started being Maniach. And then Tois brings the Gemara Menochas that says, Loi Soch, if you did not speak between Tvilin Shayan and Shiroish, then you make Achas. Soch mevorach shtayim. So Rashi learns the Gemara Pashtas that on both tefillin you make one brocha, meaning beloy soch you just make laniach tefillin on the shayan and shorosh. Zok Tosfos that v'derech loyma deloy tzuruch shtei brachas the laniach v'al mitzvahs elak shesoch v'ova avera. And your only time you need a second brocha, according to Rashi, is you make al mitzvahs when you spoke, when you make laniach tefillin when you didn't speak, and that goes on the yan and rosh. And when you spoke, that's when you make the al mitzvahs on the rosh. And by the time argues on that, no, on Sharoish, which is the Gemar mitzvah, Laniach is the starting, and the Sharoish is the Gemar, the Iker of the mitzvah is the Roish, the Yeshua Dalad Batim Vishin. You have Shin and Dalad of Shakai, Umavorich al mitzvahs, that's the Iker mitzvah. Avosoch, but when you spoke in between, then you choizim vorach shtayim, you make two brachas on the Sharoish. That means according to the time you make Shalaniach on the Shayad, you make al mitzvah on the Roish, and if you spoke in between, you make Laniach and al mitzvahs on the Roish. Even if you put on just a shorosh, you put on make two brachas. You can have one without the other, so you make two brachas on one. The reason why I don't say roish levad because that's not the derech. People had a shayad also. Now, so it comes out over here. Sorry to come machlekes and rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos are benetam and Rashi. Rashi holds Rashi menochas that you make one bracha on both tefillin. And that's how the Mechaber passes in Simcha Chav Hei. And the Goyin passes like the Mechaber too. The Ramah passes like the Rosh. And that's how B'nai Ashkenaz and Noyuk, they make a bracha of Al Mitzvahs. But they say Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusoi, because after all, it's a Sofik brachas. According to Rashi, you don't need a bracha of Anishal Rosh, only if you're Soch. Now, the Goyin has a kasha on the other tzad. And one of his kashas is from a Tesefta, that you see you make a bracha for numerous mitzvahs. But one of his kashas is that if a person is soch, you make two brachas on the shorosh. According to Rashi, if you're soch, you make one bracha of al mitzvahs. You never make a bracha al mitzvahs. You only make a bracha laniach on both. If you're soch, you make al mitzvahs on the rosh. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're soch, you make two brachas on the shorosh. Frank the Goyin, where do we ever find two brachas on one mitzvah? How do you say twice v'tzivonu on one mitzvah? So Mela, that's where he's matcha that shita. And he passes like Rashi, like the Mechaber. Naru, Pasha, but these are the two minogim in Klal Yisrael. Do you make one bracha laniach on both? And only by soch you make al mitzvahs?
Or do you make laniach on the shel yad, al mitzvahs on the shel rosh, and by soch you make two brachas on the shel rosh?
Zokti gemara vayta chayvam levorech. A person has to make a bracha on a ra, like he makes a bracha on a toivo. What does that mean? You make a bracha for bad tidings like you do for good ones. My chayv levorech al rosh, shem bracha on a toivo. Zokti gemara, ilem, if it means shem shem bracha on a toivo, a toivo ametiv. Just like you make a toivo ametiv on a toiv. Kach mevorech al a ra, you make a toivo ametiv. Why would you make a toiv a metiv on ra? V'otanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Al besoy rois toiv rois, you say a toiv a metiv. Al besoy rois ome baruch dayna emes. So how could you say you make a toiv a metiv on rois? Zog dem ora oma rova, le nitzcha, ele le kiblune besimcha. What it means is, k'shem shem avarach al a toiv, you make besimcha, that toiv a metiv. Likewise, you should make the dayna emes besimcha. Zog dem ora, oma rav acha, Mishum Reb Levi, my Korah, where do we find this in the Pasuk? Zog Dugu Mora, Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira, Lucha Hashem Azameiro. Meaning, the Eibishter, David HaMelech tells the Eibishter, Im Chesed, if it's Chesed, Ashira, meaning the Toiv, I thank Hashem and I praise Him and I sing. And Im Mishpat, if it's Mishpat, if it's Puronios, if it's Ra, still Ashira, I also thank and sing and praise Hashem. Rav Shmuel Vachmeni, Omer, a different Pasuk. Me'ocho. Bashem Ahalal Dover, Belakim Ahalal Dover. It says Hashem and Elakim. So we explain the Pasuk. Bashem Ahalal Dover, Zumi the Toiva. For Toiv, you Mahal Hashem. Toiva Metiv. Belakim Ahalal Dover, Zumi the Puronios. Even for Puronios, I'm being Mahal the Abishta. Even for Elakim, Elakim is Midas Adin. Not just for Midas Rachimim. Bashem Ahalal Dover. But Elakim, even for Midas Adin, I'm Mahalal. Reptan Chomar, Mehocha, another Pasuk. Koisishua says of Shem Hashemekho. Meaning, Tzor of Yogan Emtzo. Even by Tzor of Yogan Emtzo, Uveshem Hashem Ekro. Say if it's Yeshua, if say if there's a salvation, then I thank and praise Hashem. And say if it's Emtzo Tzor, if it's a Tzor of Emtzo, still Shem Hashem Ekro. Rabbanan Amri Miocho, another Pasuk. Hashem Nosan, it says by Eva, Hashem Nosan, Hashem gave, Hashem looked, Hashem took. Yishem Hashem Mevoirach, both ways, the Eivish is Mevoirach. Zog the Gemara, Omar, the person should be rogel to say that whatever the Ebishter does is for the best. And the Bible brings a fascinating story called Rabbi Akiva. David calls a Baruch. Rabbi Akiva was traveling on the road. So he came to a city. He looked for a motel to stay in. They told him there's nowhere to stay. It's all full. So he said, whatever the Ebishter does is for the best. Ozal ubos bedabro. So he went and he slept in the field, in the bushes. And he had with him a tarnagol, a rooster, to wake him up as an alarm clock. And a donkey to travel. And a light in order to see at night. Also ziko, while he was sleeping outside in the bushes, a wind came. Kavile shalgo, extinguished the fire. Oi, his only thing that he had, his fire, his light, got extinguished. It went out because of the wind. Also, Shunra, and then a cat came. Achla the Tarnagol ate up his alarm clock, ate up the Tarnagol, the rooster. Also, Ayer, a lion came. Achla the Chamro ate up his means of travel, his donkey. So he was left without a rooster, without a donkey, without the light, his means of travel, his alarm clock, and his light. Zogdemo Omar, what did the Bekiva say? Called the Ovdachmon and Latav. Just like when he didn't have a place to sleep in a hotel, he said it's for the good. So too when all my things that I have with me outside were also taken away. It's also for the good. Zog the Gemara, Beibelel Yo Osa Gaisa. During that night, a army of hooligans, Gaisa, came. Shav Yolamosa. They took the people in the city, inhabitants, they took them captive. And likewise, the people in the Ushpiza were taken into captivity, but the Bekiva that was hiding in the bushes, and he did not have a tarnagol that would have made noise. He did not have a donkey that would have bray, or a tarnagol to crow, or a light that they would have seen him. That's how his life was saved. He wasn't taken into captivity because he wasn't taken hostage because they didn't see him. Why? Because the three things that he thought that he needed, they were taken away, and that saved him. That's what it means, Latav. Omar Lusa, Bekiva said, he told Tamidim, Lav Amilchu, did I not tell you that what? That Kol Masha Oizak Odesh Bolchu Hakoil Toivo. That whatever the Abishah does, everything is a Toivo, everything is for the best. We'll stop over here. The top of Samach Aleph, Omid Aleph.